on three slides. Here we go. Look at her. She's going, And you ain't even been coming. You've been here for a few months probably. Now, you already know this man's way too long. Stop. The word drive means compelled, motivated, energized. That's what that word means, drive. We've given several messages over the last several weeks through Easter even on drive. What drove Jesus? What drove his enemies? What drives me? What drives others to the Lord? Remember last week, what drives others to the Lord? Our words, remember that? Our touch, all from the book of Zechariah. Amen. The way they felt, their spirit, all those things. People matter out there. Amen. And this is what God feels. But here's a new message today, and it's not really new. It's something I learned a while back. I was the preacher who didn't pray. That's who I was. For many years, I was the preacher who didn't pray. You just think of your pastor. Oh, he probably prays all the time. Well, let me tell you something to you. That is so much bull, it ain't even funny. Do you pray all the time? That's the thing. We put preachers up here and we think they do all this when most people don't. Well, preachers are like most people. Maybe worse. You hear me say. The point is, I was a good guy. I thought I was a good pastor. I was a pretty effective preacher. Okay? Was honest, tried to do the right thing. But I didn't pray. I mean, I'd pray like most folks. I never eat without praying. Why would I do that? I love food. It's craziness. Of course I'm going to pray for my food. Thank you, Lord. Hey, this is great. Amen. I'd pray like many of you when you get in a jam. Yes or no? But just to have a talk with God, conversation with God, and walk with God, and start my day with God, I didn't do it. And I was still pretty effective. Okay? But then I got hammered. I got beat down. Bad things happened. Started with the murder of my mother. And then to see my family in disarray and just destroyed my heart. And the Lord got my attention. I matter to you, Gary. You matter to me. We should talk. Amen. I'll never leave you, even if everybody else does, Gary. Amen. I'm the one friend you can count on, Gary. Okay? And so I started talking to him. And so, this is the message real quick. Here we go. Pop it up, Raj. The energy that drives. What is the energy that really drives and that you need to drive you? I'm telling you. And many of you, you can relate to this. Because you might not pray on a regular basis, but you have felt that energy when you have needed it. Yes or no? Amen. And the best thing we can do is be honest today. And not, oh, I'm a great prayer person. Well, maybe a few of you are. Most of us aren't. This can help you. The energy that drives. Pop it up. Let's go, brother. It's on you now. Then comes Jesus with them. This is before he goes to the cross. To a place called Gethsemane. He says to his disciples, now y'all sit here while I go pray over yonder. See, southern language is in the Bible. Not much. It's there, though. He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then he says unto them, my soul, Jesus speaking, he's fixing to go to the cross. It's exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Would you tarry here with me? And would you watch with me? And he went a little further and he fell on his face and he prayed. He said, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he comes back unto the disciples and he finds them what? Sleeping. Are you kidding me? I've walked with you 3 years. Wake up! That's what he found. That's how he finds us. That's how he found me. And he says unto Peter, could you not? This is the leader. You're the leader! Could you not watch with me? Say it with me. 1 hour. I'm not bragging. I get here on Sunday about 7:20. A little over an hour before church starts. This is worth me getting here an hour early. Do you hear me? It's worth me starting my day out there in that truck. And I pray out in that truck with men. What kind of men? Regular men, right, Chuck? Say. Just regular men. I come in low. I come in high. I come in funny. I come in funky. I come in all kinds of ways. But I can get my focus. Say focus. And I can pray. And I can get an energy that can absolutely drive me through this day. Are y'all hearing me? I don't get up like with whistling in the morning. I do get up reasonably cheerful, though. My point is, though, is I need the Lord. I need help. Yes or no? And that principle, it comes right from the Scriptures here. Guys, can you not watch with me an hour? Watch and pray. Say it with me. Watch and pray that you enter not into... Say it loud with me. The Spirit indeed is... But the... It's not that the Holy Spirit's not with us. The Bible says the Holy Spirit teaches us to pray. A lot of times we think that means to mouth a lot of gibberish. That's not what that's talking about. Listen, the Holy Spirit is there with you and can help you pray. Your flesh is weak, though. The Spirit's always willing, willing, willing. Flesh is what? Weak, weak, weak. I'm just telling you, this: if you get that flesh to start lining up with that Spirit, you're going to have some energy. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? And it's going to power your life. And it's the truth. Let's look at it, Raj. Can you not watch, pray, and watch with me 1 hour? Can you not do this? The energy that drives. Come on. Praise the Lord. I'm looking. How we doing? Oh, it's getting dark. Come on. Prayer is the energy that makes it possible for the Christian to drive on through any situation. Say that with me. Prayer is the energy that makes it possible for the Christian to drive on through any situation. How many would testify and say, Pastor Clark, that's exactly what God gave me. The energy and the strength to drive on through some crap in my life. You got it? Yes or no? He gave me that. I didn't have it. This is good stuff. Amen. But you got to get it down in your head that this ain't kooky stuff. Prayer. What am I supposed to do? Talk in unknown language? No. Hush, listen to me. Talk in your language. Tell him the mess. He knows it already. How about this four-letter word? Help! Amen. Say, He created you in His image and in His likeness, so you talk like you do, and you have the personality that you do. You know why? Because He made you like that. He wants to relate to you on the level that you're at. We try to be super thou and thee and this and that. Listen, come on down off the mountain and talk to Him. Y'all hear me? This will do it. It'll drive you through anything. But if you try to be somebody you're not when you're praying, you're not going to drive through that situation. You might get through it, but you're going to get through it as a fake. Heard fake it till you make it? How about pray? Pray every day. Pray your way through. You keep praying. You hear me say, you get up and you keep doing this. One of the most powerful verses in the Bible that helped change my life. I'm sharing it with you right now. Say it with me. Here it is. One of the most powerful verses that changed my life. Praying, help me. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and for all. Now, there's a lot in that verse. We got about 5 minutes. Here we go. We can do it. Help me, Rod. It's on you, though. We're going to blame it all on you. The 8 P's of prayer that are unpackaged in that one verse, the 8 P's, we're going to get through them real fast. Number one, pray always. Pray always. What does that mean? I used to not want to bother God. Honest, that was my feeling. I just don't want to bother Him. There's a lot of people worse off than me. Can we be honest? How many feel that way sometimes? There's a lot of other people worse off than me. Say, no, I won't bother Him. That is so much bull and so much pride in that. Hush your mouth. And I was so proud of myself. Proud. Look at me, how good. I'm better than my... Whatever. As if God can't handle the whole world, okay? Quit doing that. Pray always. If you fight the spiritual battle on your own, you will be what? Defeated! And a lot of times we have to come to the end of our rope where we have to actually see, man, I can't make it. I can't make it. That's why He gets our attention. But we live our whole life so many times We'd be so much better off if we'd come to that conclusion earlier. I can't make it without you. And how about this choice? I don't want to make it without you. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that's with him. For there be no more with us than with him. Just great verses all throughout the Bible. With him is the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. You hear me say? That's who we have. We have the Lord with us. Only crazy people would not call on their God. You hear me say? Only crazy people would not call on the Lord to help them. Okay, I was crazy long enough. Keep looking. Keep looking. Pray always. Pray always. Pray always. Number two, second P, persistent. Y'all hear me or not? Pray always. I ain't talking about one. Be persistent. Persistent. Praying always. Look at this. With all prayer, all perseverance, for all saints. Persistent in prayer. Second P. Notice how many times the word all appears in that verse. All. You be persistent in your prayer life if you want the energy. Have I lost you? Keep a constant attitude of trust. That's what that means. A constant attitude of trust and communication with God at every moment throughout the day. You might say, well, I don't think I can do this. Well, how about you put that one foot in front of that other one? You just start doing this. How about that? How about you start your day like that? I'm going to start my day with the Lord. And throughout the day, if something good happens, I'm going to thank the Lord for it. And just start talking to Him like that. Y'all hear me? Something struggle comes along, or you feel like cussing that joker out, Lord, help me, because I don't want to do that right there. You just start talking to Him. Have that communication. Be persistent. Don't drop this thing. This will power your life. Bible says, pray without what? And this ain't kooky walking around like they do with like boxes on their heads and that thing. What are you doing? Please. Okay? You might not think cultures do this. They do that. Okay? I do wear something on my wrist. Jesus strong. It's the color of flesh so people don't see it. I'd encourage you to get one. Matter of fact, can I give you this one? When I was at my low point like you are, where's your hand? Can I do that for you? Well, I like to put... Are you right-handed? You're right-handed? Okay. Hey. Now listen. It says Jesus strong. It's the color of flesh. It's not to brag about. You don't even have to take the thing off because you can't see it. And you don't have to wear it. I just wore it because I needed it. But Jesus strong. I can make it through anything. Anything! Sorry, buddy. I'm pointing you out too much, ain't I? There we go. Come on. And by the way, we have these. I give them away. They cost $1. Anybody ever wants one, you can get them. I give them to ball players. People come up to me or people I know that are hurting, and I'll take it off my arm like that. That's that idea. I can do this. You're with me, Lord. See, because I'm thick-headed. I can forget to pray, but if I got a little something on me like that, I can sort of remember that. Y'all hear me or not? And they're out there today for free. We want to give them to you. The third P, the possibilities. Praying always with all prayer. Well, you don't understand. If I heard, I don't understand one more time. How many made it through stuff you didn't think you could make it through? Let me see your hand. How many people didn't think you could make it through it? Let me see your hand. And you made it through it. Listen to Him and not them. And not your crazy self so many times. There's I can pray anywhere, anytime, for anything. Yes or no? This is powerful. And I wasn't doing it because I didn't want to bother Him. And I'm doing okay. The possibilities are endless. Keep looking. I'm trying, Rod. You know I am. For with God, nothing shall be what? Impossible. This isn't kooky stuff, guys. Number four, petition. The fourth P, petition. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Request. Supplication means to what? Well, I don't want to bother Him. Other people are worse off than me. Hush. Ask Him. You lust and have not. You kill and want to have it and can't get it. You fight in war, yet you have not because you what? Before we built this, got this land on this building, I'm laying in my bed. The Lord wakes me up in the middle of the night. He doesn't wake me up so with kooky stuff. Usually it's scripture. And you don't do it all the time. I'm going to have a meeting with a man about buying the land for this building. The Lord says to me, a scripture. I wake up, He goes, you have not because you ask not. So I go to the meeting. I'm thinking, well, actually I didn't have the meeting scheduled. After that, I scheduled the meeting with the man.
Not to brag, I'm just telling you what the truth is. I scheduled a meeting with a man that owns all this land out here. It was valued at $1.2 million. I already knew the guy was going to give it to us for $600,000. That's a great deal. That's half price. That's still a lot of money, man. It's before the economy crashed, though, and everything was rosy around here. Remember those days? Hey, you could sell a shack for like $300,000. Oh, it's coming back, but it ain't back yet. So anyway, I meet with him. I have not because I ask not. I'm thinking I'm going to save $50,000. I have the meeting. I tell him my testimony. I tell him only a crazy person would do what we're going to do. But this is what the Lord's will is for my life. He starts crying. Shuts the door. Comes back. $600,000. He said, how does $200,000 sound? That's $400,000. Now that wasn't me. And that's not crazy. I had not because I asked not. The Lord touched me. I was listening to Him. And I just exercised that. I didn't go at it for that reason. Whatever it was. I did say this to Him. I wouldn't appreciate it. I said, listen, if I get something for nothing, I won't appreciate it. I did tell Him. I think work's a good thing. I think you ought to have to work for stuff. I'm glad we did this debt-free for 9 years. We had to work at it. I needed that training and that persistence in my life. Amen? Listen, you'll be surprised at how many times God says yes in the Bible when somebody asks. You ought to check it out. Read your Bible sometime and see how many times somebody asks something and He said yes. But we just don't want to do it, so we think God's picking on us. Crazy people we are. Keep looking. The 8 P's, power, power, power. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the what? That's the power. That's the power. Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities, for we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself will make intercession for us with groanings. You ever hurt so bad deep in your stomach and all you can do is just groan and cry? That happens. The Spirit will help us through any mess. He'll search our heart. Okay? Who knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for all the saints according to God's will. The flesh is weak. We need to tap into that Spirit. Y'all hear me? And again, this is not kooky. God didn't want you to be kooky. He wants you to be powerful, though. Amen? He wants you to make it. Pray in the Spirit, not your own what? Get that down. Pray in the what? Not your own. For years, Gary Clark did well. But so much of it was me and my own what? Strength. And when my strength was gone, His strength was made perfect in my weakness. And then Paul says in the Scripture, I want to be weak, because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. It's an opposite way of thinking. We need to have His strength in the Spirit. Spend time with God in His Word. If you want Him to help you, you've got to get in that Word. Agree with God and yield to the Spirit as you're reading that Word. Start agreeing with it, believing it, hiding it in your heart. Maybe He'll wake you at night. Or maybe a situation, instead of you going off the deep end, a Scripture will help you. You hear me or not? Instead of you making horrible decisions, business decisions, choices in your life, the Scripture will help you, but you need Him to be able to talk with you. Precision. And watching thereunto with all perseverance. Precision in prayer. The word watch is a military term, which means to be awake. To be awake. Pray precisely. Talk to Him about exactly what it is that you're feeling. I can't talk to Him. Like, yes, you can. Get down and dirty. Get specific. Yes or no? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The Spirit's ready. Flesh is weak, guys. We need to be precise in our prayer. You need to guard your heart. Okay, you need to guard your heart, guys, as you're praying. Ask the Lord to help you. We don't even know our own heart. Lord, what's in me? Help me, Lord. A lot of message here I can't give. Number 7, perseverance. Perseverance. Pray with all what? Perseverance. When you stop praying, you're headed for what? Say it with me. When you stop praying, you're headed for? Think that way. Think that way. Hey, listen, I would be an absolute fool to have church here on a Sunday morning without getting in that truck and praying. That's how I feel now. Matter of fact, I don't believe you could drag me in here. I don't believe you could pull me in here and get me to pray without getting in that truck. I guess I'm just that kooky. And I'm trying to get God to help me to think that way in my whole life. You hear me? This is a big deal, guys. Prayer takes discipline. It's critical for your what? I've had other pastors and people try to start praying with their preacher every Sunday morning outside before he comes into the building. And I haven't found too many yet that are successful. Because it takes discipline. Y'all hear me or not? Just start opening yourself up to praying, guys. And be persistent at it. Yeah, what are you doing? Well, I'm praying. Leave me alone. You hear me? Say, start doing it. Start doing it. Start doing it. Be persistent in it. You eat every day, don't you? Yeah, you do. Come on. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing what? Instant in prayer. Don't you want to be the person, no matter what it is, you can just talk to the Lord? This isn't crazy. This is beautiful. Purpose in prayer. All saints. All saints. We're done with the message. The word saints always appears in what? Not plural, plural. Always appears in plural. No, plural. Here we go. It is never singular in the Bible. What does that mean? We need each other. We need each other. We need each other. That's why we have church on Sunday, right? I need you. I want you. We're not alone on this road. Amen? Chris singing his song. How many related to his pain song this morning? Look at all those hands. We relate to the real. That's what we relate to. But we like the little happy and happy. But you know, so many of us, though, we need the real. And real is dirty sometimes. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing this, that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. The devil gets us to think we're the only one going through this, and God's picking on us. But just because others don't go around whining all the time, doesn't mean they're not going through some of the same things and even worse than you've gone through. Why don't you start reaching out to people and praying for other people and asking other people to pray for you? I even ask lost people, people that don't even know the Lord, I ask them to pray for me. Isn't that crazy? If nothing else, it shows that I'm humble and I'm not above them. Amen? Keep looking. Say them with me loud. Here we go. Number one, praying always. Number two, persistent. Number three, possibilities. Number four, petition. Number five, power. Number six, precision. Number seven, perseverance. And number eight, the purpose in prayer is for how many saints? All saints. Not just the preacher. You think you need prayer too? Amen. Say amen. Let's thank the Lord for His Word. I tried. I think it was about how many minutes? 20?